I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin. Good morning. Finally. Yoo-hoo! I'm really glad to be with you. Thank you. It's 6:07 in the morning. We've got a lot to talk about. Red, blue, red, blue, red, blue, red alert, red alert, red alert, blue alert, blue alert, blue alert. Okay. If you listen to the right wing in this country, you think we're all going to hell in a handbasket. We can't even take joy that we freed the U.S. captain. The Navy snipers who were authorized by Barack Obama got that captain back, and he is going to be in the arms of his family pretty darn soon. Very brave. Maersk Alabama Captain Richard Phillips is aboard the USS Bainbridge, and he's safe. And, you know, it was really refreshing to see a United States president not make a big deal, walk softly and carry a big sniper rifle. Yahoo! See, this is what true interdiction, what true use of the power of the United States really is all about, folks. Barack Obama. Wow. Now, you won't hear that from the right wing. What you'll probably hear from the right wing is, he messed it up. He didn't even do it right. He didn't walk tall and brag and yell and scream and call people names and do all kinds of things because he can. And he didn't bluster and bother and blah, blah. See, that's the way they would go about it. They would be hateful. They would be mean. Just, you know, troll up and down the aisle. And you'll hear them down the dial. And you'll hear them. They'll be jingoistic, they'll be right-wing, they'll be their lovely hate-filled selves. But what the reality is with class and style, which is becoming the mark of his administration, Barack Obama walked softly and carried a big sniper rifle. So we've got the captain back. We've got room to negotiate with a teenage pirate. Now let's not forget, Somalia is a failed state. It is a failed state. And that is why they are spawning pirates. Why? Because they can go where the money is, which are passing ships. Hi, got a ship? Good. Pirate, let's go. Let's go confiscate it, ask for ransom, and run away with the money. I mean, it's an illegal way to feed your family, but if your family is starving to death, you got to think about it. Now, instead of making a big deal and making a big jingoistic blah, 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 Barack Obama, very low-key, very understated, and passed with flying colors, even the Wall Street Journal says so, flying colors, his first true international crisis. Why am I mentioning this? Because you may be saying to yourselves, just as some of us do, why are they making such a big deal out of this pirate crisis? Well, the reason is because who wants to think about the economy, one, and two, it's easy. We're against pirates. We'd like our people to be freed and go home, and The story of one man being held hostage is extremely compelling. But here's what's underneath all of this, and I'm sure you've picked up on it too, because John and I have, and John's got some great clips from The Daily Show, and we're going to play them, John Turk, that would be, back in the studio, manning the store for J. Marvin in his absence. And Jay, let me just say, in case you're listening, we wish you well. Get better, buddy. I don't know what to say, except I'd hold up your heart if I could. I know it's been tough, and so I hope you get much, much better. Meantime, it's time for us to talk at 303-713-7600. And forgive me a little morning hoarseness. I forgot to put on my humidifier last night, and I'm a little hoarse. Okay. The reality is, though, what's going on in this country right now is, if you listen to Sean Hannity and the crazed Glenn Beck, you'd think we'd been taken over by a fascist dictatorship. And the reality is, we're going to talk a little bit more about that particular topic in the next hour. But right now, let's talk about this. And I want you to ponder this topic with your morning coffee. Is Barack Obama fulfilling his stated goal of healing red-blue divisions? I would say it's extremely difficult, because the red part of the equation, the red meat, we're so right-wing, we're right-wing more than right-wing. It's somehow easier for me with a hoarse voice to do Sean Hannity this morning. Not so much Rush Limbaugh. But anyway, Rush Limbaugh is also being very, very anti-Obama. And the reason is why? Because independents are sticking with him. They'll all tell you that the whole thing is, and I had to read all the way through the Washington Post article by Dan Balz this morning to realize, oh, yeah, okay, well, that's because the gauge, here's what I say, when you hear all this noise about Barack Obama's polarizing, he's just driving the country crazy, everybody's, it's really bad, we're all polarized, we'll never get along, it's terrible, we'll never heal. Here's the problem. Losers cry deal. That's one thing to remember. My Republican uncle used to tell me that. Losers cry deal. So the fact is, here's what happened. You lost. That's what happened, right-wing Republicans. You lost. So, of course, you're freaked out. Oh, my God, we're being run by a Democrat. Yes, you are. The country is being run by Democrats. Why? Because the vast preponderance of the people voted for him. And if you don't think the margin was bigger than others, just check your facts, okay? So the reality is, at least we had a clear win. At least we had such a clear win that they couldn't even override it, the right-wing reactionaries at the voting booth. So the reality is, here's what's happened. The right-wing conservatives are screaming like stuck pigs because they want to grab the ears of the independents. Well, here's the news. Wah, 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 wah. Too bad for you guys. The Gallup polls, in addition to finding that we're more polarized than ever, 88% of the Democrats love Barack Obama, 27% of the conservatives love Obama, which means the rest of them are freaking out listening to Sean Hannity and Rush Limbaugh. So here's the thing. The makeup of the two parties, a reliable arbiter of these ongoing political debates, is the attitude of the political independents, as the Washington Post says. So to date, what are they doing? All together now, they're sticking with Barack Obama and his leadership, perhaps, in the pirate crisis, his actions in Europe, his ecumenical reaching out to all religions and all faiths of the world and saying that we're not particularly a Christian nation, we're not a Muslim nation, we're not a Jewish nation. We're the United States of America, where pluralism and independence and religious freedom is allowed, all you right-wing reactionary crazies. Which is why 60% of independents say they approve, that would be approve, like, love, approve of, think it's great, of Barack Obama's handling of his administration thus far. This is why people like Newt Gingrich and George Will and other pundits are panicking. And the reason that they're panicking is because, have I agreed with every single thing Barack Obama has done? No. But do I approve, generally speaking, of most of it? Yes. I'm not an independent, though. I'm one of those 88% who are Democrats who go, yeah, pretty much, I'm pretty pleased. Very pleased, actually. Much pleased and very relieved not to have George W. Bush, right-wing crazy, in charge anymore. So, what are they doing? They're panicking because the independents in this country are sticking to the smart guy at the top of the off ticket, the smart guy at the top of our country. So on a morning where we should all pause and remember that we are still at war and that we still have a lot of things going on because five people from Fort Carson, soldiers, were killed in Mosul, Iraq, over the weekend. We all have to still remember these things. We should also remember that we have a president who acts with calmness and with clarity in terms of his first international crisis. Good for him. Very, very, very good for him. He has not been swaggering. He has been grasping the principles of a republic which cares about injustice while acting without the arrogance of being an empire. What a concept. How wonderful is that? This is wonderful. This is the best thing that could have happened to our country. And I'm actually standing a little bit of Bruce Fein's words on his head because he's been upset with Barack Obama about some other things. And we'll get to that this week, too. I'm filling in Monday through Wednesday, at least. I'm really glad to be with you and happy to be here. So I'd love to talk to you. It's been a little while. 303-713-7600. Let's talk about this. I'm going to have to do some serious throat clearing when I get off during the break. But here's what we're going to do. We're going to talk about that. And when we come back, we're going to be playing some clips from The Daily Show so that we can set up our red, blue. Is it an alert or is it just the natural consequences of things? Here's what happened. You guys lost, okay? I'm sorry, right-wing Republicans, but you lost. You've had our country in a death grip for 8 years, and it's relaxed now. We all can breathe. You know, the president is wielding executive power in a way that makes a lot of sense, and that's bothering you. And I understand that. I really, really do. It's got to be frightening for you. But come on in. We'll talk about it. And those of you who are in the blue states, United States of America, let's talk about why they're so insane. Is it because they lost, or is it because there's something to this? And do you really want to heal the right wing, the left-right divide? Or do you want a little partisanship because it's been so spectacularly rightward for a long time? 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin this morning on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. And now it's time to check in with the about-to-go-on-vacation, can hardly wait, John. He's glad Monday, because I thought we had lost sound before, and I was like, John, because I forgot my phone again. I'm like, I can't believe I did that again after I did it once, but I've done it twice because I'm sleepy, and I use my phone as an alarm clock, like many people, as a backup alarm clock. I have my one near my head, and then I have one across the room, which is my phone, and of course, I forgot to stick it in my pocket. Oops. So I thought when we didn't have sound, I was like, but it woke me up, which is great. And I've warmed up my voice now. So good morning. It's 303-713-7600. I am Aaron Hart, your humble host, filling in for Jay Marvin, who is still under the weather. And Jay, you know, feel better, dude. Okay, here's the thing. The reason the right wing is freaking out is because they lost. And John Stewart got me thinking of this as well. Of course, as John Stewart frequently does, makes us all think and laugh. What a trick. I aim to do the same. So it's 303-713-7600. I'd love to talk to you in terms of this. Now, it's really stunning to me. It's like they lost. That's why they're so frightened. And the Republicans have been trying to take Obama out since he got in. And the reason that, and, you know, a lot of what they've been doing, I think, is borderline dangerous. If you watch 60 Minutes over the weekend, you got really frightened last night when you heard of all the people who were stockpiling ammo and guns. Do you know that there is a shortage of ammo? And it may be due to the fact that people are frightened of Barack Obama. Isn't that scary? Yeah. 303-713-7600. But we will persevere. We will make an effort to take our country, keep taking our country back. And that's got to hurt a little. That's got to drive them a little crazy because they tried to, you know, they basically ran our country into the ground. It's going to take us a while to build things back up. And it's going to take some measures that give everybody pause. Are you kidding? This, the amount of control by the banks, all of this stuff is just really frightening. It is. I understand. But the reality is our country was pretty much in the crapper thanks to George W. Bush and Dick Cheney, who has had the nerve to make all kinds of noise and complaints. At least George Bush has kept his yap shut. I'll say that for him. Now, it's 303-713-7600. I'd love to hear your thoughts this morning. And here is one of the clips from John Stewart. Just to get you thinking, we have several of them to sprinkle into our morning breakfast. So here's the first one from John Stewart, and then we'll be back. Be thinking of this phone number, 303-713-7600, because I just know you're going to want to jump on and talk about this.
When Barack Obama ran for president, he campaigned on a platform that included affordable health care, raising taxes on those making $250,000 a year or more, pulling back from Iraq, reasserting ourselves in Afghanistan, and major reinvestment in energy technologies and education. And since being elected, he has moved, sometimes with speed, sometimes with caution in those directions, or, to put it another way,
there's a road to tyranny, and I believe we're headed on that road.
Fascism is coming. Intimidation is yet another part of the slow erosion of our liberties.
They want the population to surrender their liberties to the government.
You're in very dangerous water to the freedoms that exist in this country.
They're controlling your life.
So not only is Obama a total who's going to let Europe run roughshod over us, he's also an iron-fisted tyrant who will crush anyone who doesn't bend to his will.
Oh, yeah, that's what he's doing, all right. That's why I use such moderation and temperance when he was talking. You know, he let our military do the talking. He let the Navy SEALs go after it. He gave the SEALs, the head, to go after and save the captain, Captain Phillips. And so, you know, they're not used to this. We're used to all hat, no cattle. That's what we're used to. We're not used to the beef. We're not used to the beefcake either. So here's this telegenic, handsome, wonderful president who's globetrotting, enraptures the world. All of a sudden, wow, we have amazing credit in the world now. We have amazing clout. And they're all, we're freaking out. We got to freak out. It must be fascism. If they like us, it must be fascism. What? Huh? The rest of the world is beginning to approve of us again. We must be fascists. What? The United States are feeling buoyed and optimistic, and the independents are supporting Obama. Well, it must be hell coming, hellfire and brimstone. It's like, excuse me? You know, here's the problem with trying to scare us to death over and over and over again. It gets old. It gets tired. It gets moronic after a while. Everybody looks up and says, wow, this is the same stuff in a different day. These guys just want to keep us frightened and cowed and crazed. And the reality is, you know, the American people who are struggling with finding money for the mortgage and will I have health care this month? And, oh my gosh, is my job secure? And, you know, or even just trying to figure out what's my next adventure in the midst of all this mess, which is where I am. Because I like to be positive, and I don't have children who are 2 and 3 years old to worry about, I might add. So, you know, the reality is these guys have a vested interest in keeping you crazy. These guys have a vested interest in keeping you off balance. That's why they're appealing to the right wing nuts who are running out and buying guns in droves. But even Dianne Feinstein, who has been the senator from California, who wants to pass, you know, who wants to get the assault weapons ban back into place, says, you know, we're not going after this right now. We've got more pressing concerns. But I'm glad for 60 Minutes covering it to give us all a heads up at how loony the loony fringe is being whipped up into craziness. You know, it's just not very productive or smart to succumb to this kind of hate mongering and fear mongering. That is what they're doing. That's what they're doing. And the reason that they're doing that is because, again, they have a vested interest in keeping you frightened. Bob in Westminster, good morning, and thank you for joining us on AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning.
Thank you, Alan. Good morning to you and to the listeners. This is a little bit off the subject, but I heard Michael Steele on the radio the other day, and it just came to me, it hit me. If you remember the French Prince from Bel-Air?
Yes, I do.
He kind of reminds me of Carlton, and then when you think about who the Democratic leader is and who he reminds you of, it's just so, you know, glaring.
You know, well, Will Smith and Carlton, you know, you might be right. You might be right. That may be the perfect, we've got Fresh Prince of Bel-Air as president of the United States, and there he is. He's engaging, he's smart, he's funny, he's hip. And these guys are panicking. Oh, my God, I'm so worried. Oh, my goodness, the sky is falling. We're all going to be doomed. And what they're forgetting is, you know, people are actually enjoying it. There's an article by Matt Rattel in the New York Times yesterday, saying that people are actually enjoying cutting back. We know we've been living beyond our means, you know.
Exactly.
They're
yes.
cutting up credit cards. We're balancing our budgets. We're trying, you know, we're trying to get back in order, just like he's trying to get the country back in order. It might not be such a bad thing for all of us to sober up from all the irrational exuberance that existed.
Yeah, no more me generation. Maybe it's us generation, you know.
Maybe it is. That's a great way of putting that. Maybe it, and maybe we've all been longing to be the us generation, and that's what they can't stand, which is why they keep going, it's communism, it's socialism, it must be fascism, because people are liking each other and looking out for their neighbors. It's got to be bad.
Hey, well, God bless you, and God bless the president.
Well, thank you very much. I appreciate that, Bob. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760 Colorado's Progressive Talk. Diane in Denver, good morning, and welcome to the J. Marvin Show.
Hi, Aaron. Karen. This is Diana.
Hey, Diana.
I just wanted to call in and let you know that you made my Monday. I was just so delighted to put the radio on and hear that you were commentator today, and I just want to let you know I'm glad you're back. You add a lot of energy and pizzazz to the show, and I hope that someday I can hear you on a daily basis.
Thank you very much. From your mouth to God's ears. Thank you very much.
That'll work. Thank you, Aaron.
Thank you, Diana. Thank you very much. It's 6:30. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin this morning. We're going to check in with traffic. We're going to check back in with John Stewart. More importantly, most importantly, we're going to check in with you this morning. It's 303-713-7600. Is it red-blue divide? Is it we're descending into communism? Is the president leading us into, oh my goodness, partisanship? Well, you're the guys who are playing the partisan games, right-wingers, so take a deep breath, as Skype tells you, and relax. It's 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the J. Marvin Show on AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. We'll be right back after Progressive Traffic with John Turk. You know, they're all screaming like stuck pigs because Barack Obama's well on his way to accomplishing his political goals. And he, you know, the way he can tell is he being too ambitious? It's like, let's see, let's argue about a president who's actually trying to get something done. Let's not, shall we? It's 303-713-7600. Good morning. Yes, you're right. It's me, Aaron Hart, filling in for J. Marvin this morning. And I'm happy to bring you some pizzazz, as Diana said this morning. Thank you very much. Now, I am on Facebook. I think I'm going to be on Twitter this morning, although don't hold me to that because I can't remember my Twitter password at the moment, but I'm sure I will. The thing is, I'd really love to talk to you at 303-713-7600. We have some clips of The Daily Show that we're playing for you this morning to sort of give our topic, which is Barack Obama changing the red-blue divisions, or is he just doing what he should do, which is trying to take the country in a new direction, which so far, so good, most people in this country approve of. So what do you think? 303-713-7600. It's 6:37 in the morning, and here is more of John Stewart.
Things have gotten so bad. Well, I'll let them tell you.
My children go to a public school in Westwood in Los Angeles, and since Barack Obama is the president, they no longer call it St. Patrick's Day. They're calling it Potato Day. This political correctness is dangerous. It's the destruction of language.
Okay, two things. A, I don't think that request is coming from Obama himself. And B, I'm not Irish, but I'm not sure Potato Day is more politically correct than St. Patrick's Day. I think it might be worse. By the way, also at that school, you're no longer allowed to say Merry Christmas. Now you have to say, how do you like them apples, Jew boy?
It's so funny. Well, I happen to be of Irish descent, and I can tell you the Potato Day might not be a better thing to call it. Besides, who believes that right-wing nut? I think he's some sort of right-wing blogger. I don't even remember his name. Who cares? It's like these guys are hysterical. Proof of the pudding, right? I mean, these guys are nuts. They are like, oh my God, oh my God, oh my God, it's Potato Day. It's like Potato Day. Wait, okay, well, hold on a sec. What? Potato Day. All right. Well, let's have Rice and Beans Day, shall we? And let's just talk down home reality. These guys are freaked out. He's going to change health care. It's going to be contentious. It's going to be partisan. And you know what? Most of us want it passed. And if Al Franken, who we're still trying to book, we're trying on the show to book him mightily because I want to talk to him. It's like, Al, what's it been like? 6 months and tens of millions of dollars trying to do this. This is crazy. You know, it's just amazing. So I would love to talk to you at 303-713-7600 because here's what's really going on in the country. Even the Wall Street Journal, which is what I would call a pretty right-wing paper, is going, you know, he's doing well by the pirate crisis. He was international and carried a big stick. Okay, and in the next hour, we're going to talk about the other way that they're going after this, which is, of course, to be subtly racist about it and to do all that. And watch them. They will. They'll keep going down that road. So the only thing that they have left in their quiver are the arrows of, he's a fascist. No, he's a communist. No, he's dividing us. He's dividing us. How bad is that? He is dividing us. So let's check in with Media Matters Minute, shall we? And let's see just how much he is dividing us, because Ben will remind us just how much they are screaming, like I said, and I really mean no insult to porcine relatives of ours. And yes, I do believe that all of us in the animal kingdom are related, and though I happily eat many of the members of the animal kingdom, they are squealing like stuck pigs. I would not eat a right-wing Republican, though, and because I'm sure it would give me indigestion, and here's why.
This is the Media Matters Minute. I'm Ben Fischel. Since January, Media Matters has documented hundreds of examples of conservative media figures drumming up hysteria against the Obama administration, warning of socialism, fascism, communism, Nazism, McCarthyism, and Marxism, and their discussion of the president. Here's just a few of the many examples.
He is obviously a socialist.
We are really, truly stepping beyond socialism, and we're starting to look at fascism.
You can call it corporatism, you can call it socialism, you can call it fascism.
You're saying that the government, the federal government, is slowly drifting into fascism. Is that what you believe that?
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I don't want to live in his America. I don't want to live in a socialist slash Marxist America.
What you worry about is your motivation.
Communism is just take Cuba.
What?
It seems the pundits at Fox News and other media outlets are less concerned with policy disagreements than with creating a wave of unfounded hate and panic. For these stories and more, visit MediaMatters.org.
Pick a little, talk a little, cheap, talk a lot, pick a little more. See, this is what they're doing, and the reality is, you don't want to live in America? Isn't that guy from San Francisco? What's his name? He's a vitamin salesman. I was blank on his name because he's so... Oh, Michael Savage. Oh, yeah, him. I don't want to live in this America. Well, I'll say the same thing that you said to all of us. Well, then, you know, hey, move. I'm sure that Russia would love you, and they truly are fascistic. So, you know, go over there. Have a really good time. Enjoy. You know what I'm saying? Go live somewhere where they're truly right-wing, reactionary, and crazy. You know, just try it out for change. Go away. That's great. Go away. See ya. Now, here's why they're scared. Robert Gates is cutting back on money going to the defense contractors. Wow. Smart move. Now you wonder why. I know a lot of left-wingers were like, why is Obama keeping Robert Gates? Because he can actually get away with cutting some of the monies from some of those giant money-wasting, giant weaponry that we're getting instead of the smaller, lightweight, easier to pay for, perhaps, weaponry that we're going to need for 21st century warfare. And if you think that human beings are suddenly going to not need weaponry, well, then just take a deep breath and realize that it's sad that we still need this, and I don't want us to still need this, but yes, it is really, really true that one of the things that's happening is that we may be getting ready to cut back our military-industrial complex. Now, that will really drive them crazy. That will really drive them crazy, because that's one way that the Bush administration made money time and again, hand over fist, was from those contractors. So we will see what we will see, but I find it encouraging. Now, Would I prefer war no more? Would I prefer to beat all of our, swords into plowshares? Absolutely. Do I believe it will be accomplished this Easter Monday? And I think it's I don't remember what specific day it is of Passover, but we're still in the middle of Passover. So I just think it's not going to happen right away. So here's what we've got to do. We've got to keep chipping away at what Eisenhower warned us about, which was the military-industrial complex. Now, the right-wing Republicans are going to still cry that they are being railroaded, that they're being trounced, that nobody listens to them. And it's like, what do you guys want? You lost. I refer you again to yet a third clip of the Jon Stewart Show to show you just how badly you lost. And we'll be capping this off in the next segment, too, about how they just are hysterical, in part because he is succeeding. Now, is he doing everything that I like? No, there's some stuff on the Guantanamo detainees, and there's some other things that give me pause that I don't like about him. But his actions, actually, I like him fine. But you know what? I think we're in much better hands than we were. I really do. I'm not making that up nor saying it just because I'm a good Democrat. I'm saying it because as an American who likes to see us get along, I really believe that we're in better shape than we were. So here's Jon Stewart yet again to remind us why they're whipping up the frenzy of hysteria.
So government's taking over our schools, our corporations, our health care, our personal liberties. Scary. And while President Bush was the one who started the bailouts, nationalized an insurance company, added a $17 trillion prescription drug entitlement program, had a government-mandated public school initiative literally titled No Child Left Behind, wiretapped citizens without warrants, created secret internment camps in international waters behind the reach of our justice system, and allowed his vice president to live in another world between the executive and legislative branch, where his house did not exist on Google Earth. Only now, with the advent of Potato Day, has tyranny come to our shores.
It's like Potato Day, tyranny, oh my goodness, red alert. We're becoming fascist because somebody's actually talking about things that make a difference. You know, Barack Obama keeps refocusing on international affairs, and he is talking about smart issues, better informed, strong issues. He is being intelligent. He is not concentrating on, look over here, shiny. This is moronic. Let's pay attention to this. Nope. He's keeping faith with the country and his campaign promises. Wow! What a concept. Somebody who actually cares about changing the country for the better. Here's the other thing that scares him. He is a master at the town hall meeting. He really is. He has been really great at explaining issues in a way that is understandable to Americans in a general way. And that's where he certainly campaigned in poetry, but he continues to govern in a mix of prose and poetry in a way that people are paying attention. And he's holding more press conferences. He's holding himself accountable. He's admitting when he thinks he makes mistakes, and he's moving on, which is why Timothy Geithner is still Treasury Secretary. Do I like everything Timothy Geithner did? No. Do I think he made some mistakes? Yes. Do I worry about Larry Summers talking too much? Yes. But do I look at this and say, overall, are we in better shape? Yep-er, that's a Roger. So I think one of the things that we have to remember, as we still have banks failing, look at New Frontier, but we have an FDIC that's moving in and making it possible for you to keep a hold of your deposits and your bank accounts. So this is why the more he is effective, mark my words, the more hysterical they're going to get. Potato Day, fascism, we're in trouble, this is bad. The sky is falling, look out. The chicken littles, you know, the stampeding elephant chicken littles of the right-wing Republicans are going nuts. What's scary about this is that they're using words that scare people on the lunatic fringe. And so we really do, according to 60 Minutes last night, have an ammunition shortage in this country. And 60 Minutes says it's because the right-wing nuts are buying up all the bullets. Now, I don't want to speculate because I'm not a right-wing reactionary, but that gives me pause. That makes me think, do I want all of them to have? No, I don't. I want us to come together as a country as much as we are capable. But the reality is we also voted for change. So he actually is doing what he said he was going to do. He's changing the country. The fact that it scares right-wingers, well, I guess that's part of the deal. But you know what? They're in the vast minority. So I don't think they're going to be able to change things. Let's hope not. 303-713-7600. It's 650. Do you really want a bipartisan country, or do you want some changes made? That's my question for you this morning hour. And next hour, we'll talk about that thorny question of religion and the president. It's 650. I'm Aaron Hart. This is AM 760, Colorado's Progressive Talk. Good morning. I'm filling in for Jay Marvin, and here's his fine producer, John Turk, with the traffic. Hey, hi, I'm Aaron Hart, filling in for Jay Marvin. Good morning. We wish Jay well, and I am with you Monday, Tuesday, and Wednesday of this week, and certainly enjoying the opportunity to talk to you again. So we're also going to talk about that religious craziness that they've been perpetrating, too. And we're going to talk about guns and the president and why people are stockpiling. And if you have any suggestions for guests, let us know, because we're going to probably talk about that tomorrow. So email us, too. John keeps track of the instant messages to the show, and I'm happy to read them aloud on air. So if they're worthy, but most of them are. So send them along, would you please? Just hit that instant message button at am760.net. And you can also find me on the internet at aaronhartshow.com. I have been busy. Pedro and I are on a long term. We're gonna do some adventuring. So stay tuned. I'm not ready to quite divulge it yet, but there are plans afoot that are going to be enacted probably next month. So you better let us know. Keep in touch. 303-713-7600. Who knows? I might get a wild hair up and announce it by Wednesday. We'll see. It's Obama scores win in a pirate crisis, and good for him. You know what I mean? He is the he also spoke to the economy recovering, and I have to say, my sister in Denver, if she's any indication, she is in the real estate business, and she has had more action in the last few days than in the previous, 6 to 7 to 8 or 9 months. Also, my friends here in the Pacific Northwest are reporting an economic, you know, glimmers of hope in terms of the real estate business. Is that your experience, or are you beginning? And are you enjoying cutting back? I have to say, I have been enjoying watching my bills go down, because I'm slimming down. I've slimmed down my costs. I'm going through and I'm having garage sales and all sorts of fun stuff to raise some cash, and also just sort of slim down and be more austere, and I'm enjoying it, actually. So we'll talk about that off and on during the show too today, because I'm liking it, you know, and I can shop with the best. I'm a person who only shops when I need something, generally speaking, though. But, you know, I find maybe I don't need all that stuff. Now, I have cut a lot of things, and some of it is sad for media consumption, I have to say, which is sort of, I feel every time I cut a magazine or a newspaper subscription, or I'm going to slim down now on cable TV, and I'm thinking, that's my bread and butter. How do I, you know, feel about that? But you know what? I'm finding I still find out about a lot of things. I haven't bought a fancy coffee drink, but once every, in a blue moon, I bought a coffee the other day just because I didn't have any at home. And I was just jonesing for some, and then I went out and bought regular coffee because I just rather have, well, I buy good coffee. I buy shade, you know, organically grown, blah, blah, blah. But I because I have to have good coffee. I grew up in Puerto Rico, and there's no way I'm drinking bad coffee. But you know what? I really am enjoying the challenge of being more frugal. I like it. So we can weave that into our discussion this morning, too. Coming up in the next hour, we're going to talk about Obama and the religiosity. And I was bothered by one thing, and I wonder if it's just not just worried more about what the right wing is going to think, which I hate wondering about because I don't want to succumb to their blether and their crazed and their jingoism and their white wing reaction, you know, we nutcase stuff. But on the other hand, I think that, you know, they really are, there are some things that are happening to which attention must be paid, because it is so different to have a president who's cosmopolitan and has an ample world view, which is also scaring them to death. See, now, here's what scares them. Plurality, open-mindedness, open hearts. Wonder why that scares them. 303-713-7600. I'm Aaron Hart, filling in on the Jay Marvin Show this fine morning, where we're going to hit 65 degrees in Colorado. 303-713-7600. It's Colorado's Progressive Talk. Join us.